Seeing ye have purified your souls.
Seeing you have purified your soul.
In obeying the truth.
In obeying the truth.
Through the Spirit unto unfeigned
love. Now, mark you. Where the brothers just read, that's not what I'm really dealing with. It's when he comes down to about verse 24, 25. But you must not miss what he has just read. That one purifies their lives, how?
By
obedient to the truth. Are we all there? That's as true that you must not let miss you. It is, and that applies to us Christians. It is as we live obedient lives that we purify our lives. Read on.
Through the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
unto unfeigned love of the brethren,
mm-hmm.
see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
being born again,
uh-huh.
not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
Here again, don't let that miss you. Being born again. In becoming Christian, it's like we have gone through a second birth.
Yes.
The first birth was biological, physical. The second birth is spiritual. It's the same thing that Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And he told him, you must be born of the water and the spirit. Now, that was referring to baptism. You see. Read on, brother.
By the word of God,
mm-hmm.
which liveth and abideth forever.
Now, you're coming down to what I want.
For all
the word of God, it lives and it abides forever. Read.
For all flesh is as grass.
No, it doesn't refer to only the cow and the pig. And you know, a lot of pig lost their lives over the past 2 weeks. That's right. And the goat and whatever. But it includes the elephant and the whale. And all flesh is like
grass. And all the glory of man. As the flower of grass.
You see, the thing that we are so excited about, you go someplace, you see some beautiful building and things that man has created. What the Bible says about it? They are like?
All the glory of man is as the flower of grass.
Uh-huh.
The grass withereth,
uh-huh.
and the flower thereof falleth away.
Uh-huh.
But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
It's not true.
And this is the word.
Wait, the word of God going to stand forever. Read now.
And this is the word.
And Peter said, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, the same word that is being preached to you. Read.
Which by the gospel uh-huh. is preached unto you.
Uh-huh.
That's verse 25.
But okay. No. May I know? So, I have chosen to share a few thoughts, and it will surround the fact that the Almighty God is going to have the final word on all the important issues of life. For the next 15 minutes, that's what our 10 minutes, oh Lord, time. I wish I could stop all clock. The Almighty God is going to have the final word on all the important issues of life. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, one, our most desperate need now, I mean every man, every woman, not only those who are within the reach of my voice tonight, but scattered on this planet called Earth, every man, every woman, our greatest need is for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, you and I can argue about that. We can debate that. You can take me up on that. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? God in Christ is going to have the final word on that. All the argumentation that you and I may engage in, all the discussion All the your view and my view, all the that's the way you see things, Mr. Mitchell, and whatever. You must keep in mind that the Almighty God going to have the final word. And I'm being specific here. I'm just touching on some point that you must keep in mind that the Almighty God going to have the final words. And then, and I've just mentioned that you need Jesus Christ. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ because you're a sinner. And the only arrangement that the Almighty God has to deal with man's sin, and that is the sin of every man, every woman, is Jesus Christ. Mr. Mitchell, you know, I have some, yes, you may have a lot of things, but he is going to have the final word. Read verse 25 again, quick, brother. And hold that passage ready, because.
But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
You hear? It abides forever. When you and I argue and debate and discuss and die and can't talk anymore, God's word will still be there. That you and every man, greatest need is Christ. The book of Acts of the Apostle, chapter 4 and verse 12 tells us that there is salvation in none other. There is no salvation in Muhammad. He's dead. There's no salvation in Haile Selassie. He's dead. Only in Jesus Christ. You want to argue with me? Yes, we can argue. But you know what? When you and I argue from now until thy kingdom come, God will have the final word on that. Here's another point. The Almighty God has one plan of salvation. One plan of salvation. What do you mean, Mr. Mitchell? God has a plan to save man. Wait. From what God's word reveals, it's not a situation where you find the church that cater to what you like. That's not God's plan. And just think of the righteous God. Before the world was created, the Almighty God put that plan together. Before Jesus Christ came to earth and died, he put that plan together. It includes the fact that it was not left up to angel. Are we there? To put it together. It was not left up to man. Wait. It was not left up to any church, pope, group of men to put God's plan of salvation together. It was put together by the Almighty God. In fact, so intriguing it was that the Bible tells us that angels, are we all there? Angels desire to look into God's plan of salvation. But you know what? In that plan, the Almighty God has it that every man must be saved the same way. Oh, Mr. Mitchell, I know. The way you become a Christian in this church or join this church is not the way you join that one. Well, okay, you and I can argue about what the different denominations teach. Eh? And you can argue with me and tell you that you are just as right in that one as this one. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The only place I'll be arguing from is from the gospel. I will be putting what any church on earth or in limbo, wherever they're found, how they conform to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when they do not conform their practice, their teaching, to the gospel of Jesus Christ, I know that men and women are in danger being a part of them. You know why I depend on this? Because God is going to have the final word. That's right. So we can argue, well, a person can be saved this way, and he cannot be saved that way, and we can argue from now until thy kingdom come. But in respect to how men and women must be saved, don't ever forget that the Almighty God is going to have the final word on that. So it is wise for you and for me to get acquainted with God's word on the matter. Yes, God has one plan of salvation. You know, I'm told in the book of Philippians, I think it is chapter 3 and around verse 16, and it tells us that all of us must walk by the same rule. Do I need to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12 and 13 that we must all speak the same thing? Yes, God has one plan to save every man. God doesn't have a plan that you become a Christian this way and the other man become a Christian another way or giant. No. That is what Satan has introduced into religion in various denominations that mislead. Sincere men and women have been misled. God has one plan of salvation. And you know what? He's going to have the final word. And that the Almighty God is going to have the final word on the sinfulness of same-sex relationship. I believe it is sometime in October, I was in the state and listening to a discussion on the subject. And what I realized is that the thing is taking over the world so much, especially, quote unquote, these developed countries, that it is frightening. That something that is so abnormal, that even the lower animal do not practice it, that every second person want to justify it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, so again, you and I can argue. People argue about, well, suppose a person born like that. that's one of the things that is true now. But while I'm not going in detail, because anything I'm saying here tonight, I'll be glad to sit with you as an individual, just the two of us, just sit. We can meet here, sit in the office or take chair and sit outside and discuss. I listen to what, on any point I'm touching on tonight, and my time almost up. But you can always phone us here. Yes, same-sex relationship. You know what I find interesting? In the book of Romans, chapter 1, and from around verse 18, from around verse 18,
mm-hmm. For the wrath of God.
For the wrath, that is the vexation of God, has revealed
from heaven against all ungodliness.
Against not some ungodliness. Are we all there? And Christians, we must remember this so that we will be encouraged to live godly lives. All ungodliness of men. Read on.
And unrighteousness of men.
And unrighteousness of men. Not some, all. The wrath of God.
Who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
They hold God's truth in unrighteousness.
Because that which may be known of God,
that which may be known of God,
is manifest in them.
Is manifest. The Almighty God has made his will plain and simple. Read.
For God hath showed it unto them.
God has showed it unto them.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the
from
world
the creation of the world
are clearly seen.
Is clearly seen. Being
understood by the things that are made.
The things that God made.
Even
help us to understand other things about God. Read.
Even his eternal power and Godhead.
Eternal power of the Godhead. Read.
So that they are without excuse.
They are without excuse.
Because that when they knew God,
they worshiped him not as God.
They glorified him not as God.
Uh-huh.
Neither were thankful,
uh-huh,
but became vain in their imaginations.
Step, brother, to the verse, I believe it's 24, 25, somewhere about there.
Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up,
mm-hmm,
to uncleanness,
uh-huh,
through the lust of their own hearts,
mm-hmm,
to dishonor their own bodies between themselves,
uh-huh,
who changed the truth of God into a lie.
Probably it's verse 22 or 23, if you start at 24, somewhere there, where men and... or 26. Read.
For this cause... God gave them up unto vile affections.
Wait. Affection means feelings that we have towards one another. There are some feelings that are normal, but some that are vile. The word vile means low down. Vile affection.
For even their women, did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Read.
And likewise also the men. Leaving the natural use of the woman,
mm-hmm,
burning their lust one toward another.
That is man towards man. You see, it's normal for a woman to be attracted to a man physically and a man attracted to a woman physically. But keep in mind that even with that naturalness, the Almighty God set regulation.
Yeah.
That is marriage.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we there? But the relationship is that when a woman is attracted physically or sexually to another woman, that is just wrong, mm-hmm, abnormal, unnatural. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The Almighty God has never in the history of God dealing with man tolerate that. But then you can come up to me and tell me all the arguments that are being put forth all over the world now.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying to you tonight that God is going to have the final say so on that matter.
That's right.
We can argue, we can talk. But God is going to have the final word. What I find... As the Apostle Paul continued in Romans chapter 2, he started with the exaltation of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And he went on and went on and went on. Then when he reached now chapter 2, verse 16, listen to him here.
Verse 16.
Yes.
In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men
by Jesus Christ
according to what my gospel.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the gospel that you and I have now, and we treat it, so many people treat it like, well, it's an old-fashioned thing, we don't talk about the Bible. No. The Almighty God will always be more modern and advanced than any human being and any civilization. But we are going to be judged by the gospel. So we must make sure we live by the gospel now, not by church doctrine and dogmas and tradition, but by the gospel. We must make sure we learn how to become a Christian the same way men and women became Christian in the time of the apostle. We must learn, you know, time has gone, because I want to touch on subject like not only we are dealing with homosexuality, want to touch on subject like uno believe in water salvation, Mr. Mitchell. I want to touch on that, but not tonight because time has gone. I want to touch on that the Bible tells me that in the same way there is one true God among the many false gods, the Bible teaches me that there is one true church among the many false churches. Somebody look on their person and say, me not hear the man the right at all. You heard me right. This Bible teaches me that in the same way there is one true God among the many false gods, and the Bible acknowledges that there are false gods. The Bible teaches that in the same way, there's one true church among the many false churches. Wait, no man, me soon come though. You are saying, Mr. Mitchell, everyone I want to say, Funo church are right. We are not talking about claims. You see, we're not talking about what I say. You see, the Almighty God in Christ has left identifying marks of the true church in the gospel. Let me throw that out again. There are identifying marks. If you are giving away $10 million to a person named Carl Mitchell and it's left open, you'd have probably 1,000 people coming telling you that the name Carl Mitchell. For that money there. But you know what? In most cases, you'd have some identifying marks to find the right Carl Mitchell. Huh? Well, I'm here to tell you, many people don't know. They talk about, this one said they are right. Yes, we can all make claim. But thanks be to God, he left identifying marks here about the true church. Sorry, I don't have time to talk about you, that God will have the final word on that. Entertainment as worship. All that I want to tell you, that worship to God is not entertainment. And when you go to church each Sunday, whenever, and if you're going for entertainment, you are not worshiping God. Because worshiping God and going to be entertained are two completely different things. But on all these points, don't ever forget, the Almighty God going to have the final word. Not only on these that I mentioned, but on all the important issues of life, God will have the final word. I'm encouraging you to get acquainted with God's word. Not what this person said, that person. Spend some time with the Bible. And if I've said anything tonight to make you more curious, to make you want to seek some clarification or ask some question or correct me on anything I've said, you can speak to me after we are dismissed in a few minutes, or you can call us here. We are glad to have you. We look forward to having you in our worship Sunday morning. Come. And you'll be hearing a great lesson about how God provided a city of refuge for the Israelite, and how the cities of refuge provided by Joshua was pointing to Jesus Christ and his church. You don't want to miss that Sunday morning. In fact, we'll be dealing with the names of these cities of refuge. Thank you.